With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal appeals court has ruled that Texas's floating Rio Grande barrier can stay for now. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The decision Tuesday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a previous decision by a panel of the court. The shorter-term ruling is the latest development in a new stand and President Biden's administration over immigration on the state's 1,200-mile border with Mexico. The broader lawsuit in district court is set for an August 6 trial, where the Biden administration accuses Texas of violating the Federal Rivers and Harbor Act. I'm Julie Walker.
Colombia's leader is making a request of Venezuela's president concerning Venezuela's recent election. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro has called on his close ally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, to release detailed vote counts of the weekend election, in which electoral authorities declared Maduro the winner. Petro's comments follow harsh criticism from the international community of Maduro and his ruling party-loyal National Election Council, which has yet to release any polling center-level results, as it's done in previous elections. Maduro's toughest challenger, Edmundo González, and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado say the release of those figures would show the president had indeed lost the election. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a news conference, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed has not decided when to start cutting rates.
The broad sense of the committee is that we're getting closer to the point at which it will be appropriate to reduce our policy rate, but that we're not quite at that point yet.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 99 points, the Nasdaq rose 451. This is SRN News. Cleanup continues 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl hit southeast Texas as a Category 1 hurricane with violent winds and torrential rains. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground, clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are also sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder celebrated her Christian faith after winning a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris. Raisa Leal used sign language to quote from the Gospel of John. She signed that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Olympic organizers continue to take heat for last week's opening controversy, which featured drag queens and a controversial depiction of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. SRN News. All eyes on Israel in connection with recent high-profile killings. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The Middle East is reeling following Israel's lightning strikes that eliminated two of the region's most notorious terrorist leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, one-third of Hamas's leadership, and Fuad Shukr, senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Shukr carries a $5 million United States bounty for his lead role in the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, in which more than 230 Americans perished. Master terrorist and Iranian proxy Shukr reportedly masterminded the massacre of 12 Druze children playing soccer in Majdal Shams. Haniyeh was often criticized for luxuriating in elegant Mideast locations while his people suffered in Gaza. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.